Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Free Psychic Readings with Lannis. I'm so glad that you're here, and we're going to have a good time today. The sun is out. It's beautiful here in Washington. I'm loving it. So it's going to be a good show today. I just feel good about it. So welcome to Free Psychic Readings with Lannis. So glad you're joining the show, either by listening audience, phone calls, or in the chat room. One question per caller, please. The chat room is always open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, who is a Reiki master and psychic. And we're so glad she's back. So all you folks last week, they're telling, Where's Nina? I told you, she was on a well-deserved vacation, her and her husband. So she's back. She's in the chat room. And you guys can pick up where you left off or whatever questions you may have. So Miss Nina is back. I have 40 years of experience as an accurate psychic. I also do tarot readings, Chinese readings. Yes, I do Chinese readings. Past lives, also angel readings, and I connect to loved ones that have taken wings. Like time, that is always constant, so is our lives. I see an imprint of the future. Sometimes things come to pass, other times it changes. Remember, we all have free will and choice in this life. Now, for a more in-depth reading from me, contact me at www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. My hours are Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at night on Pacific Standard Time. I do not work on the weekends. I can also be reached on Facebook on facebook.com/theessenceofsuccessnetwork. That's the Essence of Success Network. Leave me a message or whatever that you need, and I will get back with you within 24 hours. So thank you for your support. Now, and also thank Nina. She's here in the chat room with us. Now, the phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. I want to say happy birthday to all the Pisces people that started the 21st, some the 20, I go the 21st. So happy birthday to all you Pisces. Love you dearly. The new moon started on the 18th, just to let you know. And also February, of course, you know, is Black History Month. So I hope that folks either mentored some children or did something through your church or community center, whatever, showing something that you gave back. Okay, so that's mostly greatly appreciated. And we'll do the prayers, and then we'll start the reading. So, love, we let go of the past and remember only the good. We are strong. We use our power wisely. We are free to love and enjoy our lives. Love, so be it. Thank you, I am that I am. That which is sent to us, that is not for our highest good, be it returned to the sender. Love, so be it. Thank you, so shall it be. All righty. Well, I think we are ready to begin. I've done all my little announcements, so let's start. And our first call today on the show is area code 509. You're on the air with Lannis. Who's this?
Hello, Miss Lannis. This is Erica.
Hi, Erica. How are you?
Good, thank you. I remember calling you last time about, well, the last time that I did call you, was about my roommate, remember? Like the Freedom Girl.
not right offhand, but go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to get some insight on my new roommate, and she said that you said that she was going to be, like, pretty wild because she's been, like, feeling like she was trapped before. I guess she has, her parents are pretty strict or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, okay, but, yeah. So she's got some freedom to go wild. This is your new roommate?
Oh, well, you said that was my, because I wanted to get insight on my roommate. But remember that we don't know anything about each other. It's just, you know, we're going
right. Well,
to meet last
minute. Just give me your, well, Erica, give me your first name and let's see. Because I don't remember everything. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
You
don't
know our first name?
We don't know anything about each other. Like, it's still undecided, kind of. But you did give me insight of who the person will end up being, who I'm going to be stuck with. And I was just wondering, she does seem pretty cool. So my question is, do I need to look for her or will she just come, like, along on her own? Because I already paid last week or earlier this week, I paid for all the fees, the room and board fee and then, like, the acceptance. So I have my room reserved already. So whoever's going to come in, I don't know how it works. Like, they just get assigned. But, yeah, in order to get her, do you think I need to look for her or will she just pop in?
Well,
you know?
I got the name Bennett while you were talking. Bennett. I got the name Bennett. So that is probably, you might want to write that down. That's going to be your new roommate. This person, now I don't know about the other person, but this person, Bennett, she comes from wealth. She comes from wealth. She's well-to-do. But she wants to live on her own, so to speak, you know, and go to college and kind of find her own way. So she isn't one that's what I'm picking up about this Bennett young lady is that she's not, even though she has wealth, you don't know that because she's just everyday people. She's just trying to find her way through life. She doesn't want to be like, oh, you're a DuPont or you're a Rockefeller. Wow. You know, she doesn't want that. She just wants to be everyday people. So this Bennett, that's what I'm picking up as Bennett, would be a good roommate because you're going to help her, you know, some things about life that she doesn't understand because she's been sheltered. But she's not going to get wild. I don't see Bennett getting wild. I see that she's just kind of really more, I don't want to say like common folk, just down to earth. I'll put it like that. She's just down to earth. But that's that part of her life where she comes from is not something she talks about or brags about. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Unless she took you home for, you know, say, hey, why don't you come with me and I'm going home for the weekend. And then you'd be like, oh, my God, this is where you live? You know, but you never knew that. You never knew that because she doesn't flaunt it. Like I said, she's a down-to-earth person. So that's what I'm picking up, and the name is Bennett. So if
like
it's
a guy
not
name
Bennett
too.
For sure, something that's close to that name, Bennett, will be your new roommate.
And is she the same person from the last reading, or is she a different
No. Because this person is not wild by no means. She's got a lot of class about her. And like I said, she's
quiet.
Oh, I
meant wild as in like...
The other one that I saw,
crazy.
Because she was so sheltered and stuff, it must have been, you know, I saw her like, woohoo!
Crazy.
I'm going buck-wild crazy. Yeah, buck-wild crazy, as they say. But this person, Bennett, no.
I want someone with high energy, like good vibes, you know, but...
Will. Like I said, this Bennett lady, you're going to, young woman, you're going to teach her stuff. You both are going to learn from each other. So, you know, it's like you both are a blessing to each other. For her, the other side of life, how it lives. For you, you know, to help her, to guide her. So you both will be. In fact, you two will become close friends, to be honest. That's what I'm seeing. You two will be close. Yeah. So that's good.
Right.
She's good people.
I still prefer the other one. Huh?
I said she's good people. Give her a chance.
Oh,
check her out. check her out and give, like I said, it's Bennett or something close to that name, Bennett. But check her out. You might be surprised. She has good people. I'm not picking up anything bad on this woman's spirit or anything. It's just that she's quiet about who she is. You know, like she could be a Kennedy. She wouldn't tell people that. She would say, oh, my name is Bennett. You know, but actually it would be Bennett Kennedy or Bennett Rothschild or Bennett Rockefeller. But she's not going to tell you that. No, not right away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's okay.
So then I don't
just think you have a room, huh?
So then I don't have to look for her. She'll come to me, basically. Because I'm thinking about just doing that, just letting anything fall into place, you know? Like, I don't know. Cause it is like you have to search and kind of invite people and be like, hey, let's meet up and this. And I'm just like, I don't want to do that, you know?
Someone will come along. No,
okay.
She'll come along. Because she'll even sit down and talk with you, you know, that you can, like I said, she's got class. So she'd sit down and talk to you about, you know, you and her being roommates. But you'll become close friends. You will. And she's not a sit-at-home type of person or anything like that. No, she enjoys life. But she's not going to be wild about it. And part of it is because who her last name is. So, you know, she's going to enjoy, but she's not going to be like, oh, let's smoke weed and get drunk as hell and take ecstasy or something. You're like, I can't do that. Yeah, because it'll reflect back on her family. So, no, she won't, you know, but she'll enjoy. I mean, you guys go out and party and drink and dance or something, but if it's something that's going to reflect back on that name that she carries, no, she'll be cool about that.
Well, I'm going to be a traffic infraction judge, so I kind of have to watch my image as well.
Okay. Okay, Erica. Well, you'll be fine, honey. You'll be fine.
All right, then. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. Have a wonderful week, and thanks for calling, and wish you the best, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Area code 408. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Ola. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. What is your name? That sounded so pretty. Say it again.
Ola. Like hello in
Ola.
Spanish.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you speak in... No, I was getting ready to talk to you in German.
No,
Spanish. Yes. Okay. I got my languages mixed up for a minute. I know it's more like muy bien. How are you? Yeah, muy bien.
Oh, I'm good. Oh, well, I'm not Spanish, but that's what it sounds like, though.
Oh, okay. Well, I like old.
Yeah.
Oh, that's British.
Thank you.
Okay, what can I do for you today?
Yeah, I'm wondering what you see for, I'm starting a temp job next week and kind of wanted to know what your feelings around that is. I normally
tell me the, just, can you give me the name of the company?
No.
Okay, well, let me just ask, and I'll go from that. From the temp job, and you want to know, what do you want to know about, will it turn into something permanently?
Or you just
want to work temp?
Oh, yeah, I love temp. No, because I actually do healing work, so it's just something to get by. Yeah.
Okay,
just
so you want to know if you got...
It.
Okay.
Like if it's a good, you know, fit. Or,
a lot of charismatic people. See, a lot of charismatic people at this job. High energy. Definitely high energy. I was going to say, when I first said that about permanent, because I saw this temporary job you're going to start working could go permanent.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, no, that doesn't mean you have to take the permanent aspect
of it.
But it's there if you want it. Yes, you will get hired and you'll get the job, but you're so good at it that they're going to ask you, well, hey, you know, we can just write this up and make this a permanent thing for you. So that's up to you.
Okay. I'm actually covering for somebody. She's away for 2 months.
She's on pregnancy leave?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, like I said, it could turn out to be something permanent for you. But, yes, it's good. Like I said, I see a lot of charismatic people. I see one Dunderoo, and it's a guy. and he's a butthole, but you don't have to worry about that. Other than, you know, most of the people there that you're going to be working around is high energy and charismatic, so they try to get along with one another. But, you know, like anything, there's always one ass, right? In anything.
Yes.
So there's this one guy, I'm going to tell you, he's tall, he's brunette, and he thinks he's all that.
Oh,
you know,
God.
What do the kids say? That and a bag of tricks or chips or whatever. But yeah, but your communication with him will be very low. So it's not like he'll be in your face every day. It's very low. But just to let you know, other than that, I don't see anybody else being conflicting. It actually looks like a good place. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good. Good sign. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the healing stuff that I do, would I be able to get back into that? I guess is it up in the air, sort of, do you think?
It is, but I see from your feet coming up all the way up through your head. Why am I saying that?
Because
you're saying you're a healer, but I'm seeing from your feet.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. The angels are telling me you need to shield yourself more. Cover yourself in white light from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet.
Oh, yeah.
Before you do
reading.
Yeah, do that, because you don't want psychic vampires or people trying to drain your energy or your vibration. So that's what they're showing me. Just cover yourself in white light before you do any healing or, you know, helping people, that you're protected. And you should be okay. Yeah.
Okay. So just imagine white light. Because I've heard that a lot of times. People tell me that all the time. So just
imagine white
myself.
Light as the shield, as a bumper, and
as
that
shield.
Nothing
can
enter in there. Yeah, you're protected.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'll look up how to do that more. So.
Let me tell you this, because he's coming through, so I have to tell you. You've got a male angel that is fierce.
Ooh,
God, I'm trying to see if the angel show me your name. He's around you, but he is fierce in that he protects you. He's your warrior angel. I got Michael for a minute. I saw Michael. But, maybe it is Michael, but he's fierce. I see this angel with a sword and a shield, and it's to protect you. So it'd be like if somebody came up to your front door right now and knocked, and maybe you went to the door and you're like, I don't know, just got a weird feeling. For some reason, you're not going to open that door. You don't know why, but he's protecting you, because whatever's on the other side does not need to enter your domain. You know what I mean? So you're like, hey, I'm sorry. You got the wrong. I'm not opening your door. You got the wrong place. Those people whoever doesn't live here. Okay. So that's what I mean by protection. You know, even if you're in a car and driving somewhere and looks like somebody's going to hit you, call out Michael and say, Michael, whoa. You know.
Okay.
Lennis?
And it'll stop. So yeah. But
Lennis,
he's showing himself
sorry.
To me right now, and he's standing there by you, but he's fierce. So when you need help, or you feel like you're in a situation you need help, like the blink of an eye, he's right there. He's right there.
Oh, neat.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Call him out. Cool, Michael.
Yeah, Michael. That's what I got, Michael, but fierce. But he's got a shield and a sword. So that's
awesome.
No nonsense. I mean, there is Archangel Michael, but this Michael's like, man, I feel sorry for anybody coming up on you. It'd almost be like if somebody came up and said something ugly to you, and you go like, Michael, I don't have to take this. All of a sudden, the person will be quiet. You'd be like, oh, wow, what happened?
Oh, okay. Oh, wow, thanks for letting me know. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so that's how it works. It's not going to be like if they slap you, you slap them back. No, it'll be something to shut that individual or circumstance down so it does not harm you. You might, you know what, you could be delayed. You got somewhere to go at say, 4 o'clock today, and you're just being delayed after delayed after delayed, and you're like, God, dog, I got my keys, got my purse and everything. Why can't I go? Because Michael is protecting you. For some reason, for the next 15 or 20 minutes, you don't need to leave the house. Now, after that feeling goes or whatever, it's like, oh, I'm on my way. You're gone.
That's actually happened to me recently. That's so crazy. Okay. Whoa. I'm tripping out right now.
Yeah. Well, I'm just letting you know that's how he protects you. So I don't want you to get angry at sometimes when things don't go your way. No, he's protecting you so that you don't get hurt. Yeah.
That literally happened to me last week, something like that. And it, oh, my gosh. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, see,
wow.
You were being protected. even then, because Michael's been there with you from day one, from when you were birthed. You just didn't know that he was there to protect you, but he's been there since you were born. So, just call him, whatever.
Okay.
It can be trivia, it could be serious, it could be something funny. You know what I mean? Like, can you believe this shit, Michael? Look at this. And you'll bust out laughing, and you can even feel him laughing. You know what I mean? Because the angels laugh and cry and all that with us, so, you know, why not? You can be funny and crazy and enjoy yourself, you know what I mean? And he'll laugh with you. You don't have to just say, well, Michael, I only need you for protection. And be like, did you see that? You know, and you'll just be tickled. So, I wish you the best. You're going to do good in healing.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that info. That everything makes sense. Well, all things make sense now. So
wonderful.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
I'm happy for you. You're most welcome, and have a wonderful week, Ola. Okay. Area code 559. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Gwendolyn.
Hi, Gwendolyn. How you doing, young lady?
Oh, been sick the last couple of days. My
sinuses. What's wrong? You got that old ugly cold stuff going around?
No, I think it's a sinus infection.
Ooh.
It just flared up from nowhere.
Bless your heart. My daughter gets those. Yeah.
Oh, they make you so sick.
Yeah.
But anyway, I didn't want to miss talking to you. I know I sound like a little frog.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. I'll be praying for a healing for you so that you feel better. Like I said, my youngest daughter goes through that, so my heart definitely goes out to you. I know how that – I mean, I haven't experienced it, but just dealing with it with my daughter, I know it's miserable for you. Yeah.
Oh, it's just – I thought it was going away, but I lost my voice a little bit yesterday, but it's trying to come back.
Okay. Have you gargled Gwendolyn with a little salt water? Put a teaspoon of salt and 8 ounces of water in the glass. Make it kind of warm. Not hot now or cold, but just warm. And just gargle with it. It'll help you on your throat. You know, just gargle and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do that. I have a question.
Okay.
This gentleman that I've been taking care of for, 13 years now? It just seemed like he had cancer, but he's in remission, and also he had a stroke and a heart attack within 13 years. And it seemed like I'm just, he's not getting any better. And I'm at the point in my life right now, I talked to my cousin and I are very close, and I said, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I just don't want to do, but I can't leave him because I live in the home with him. And I work for him.
Yeah.
So right now in my life, I just feel like I'm at a standstill, and I don't know what to do because he was my fiance, but we're just friends, and there's another person in my life.
Okay.
So I really don't know what to do. Do you see anything about him getting better? What to do?
Well, he's just being stubborn. He could get better than what he is. He's just being stubborn. He needs to help himself more than just depend on you all the time.
It's draining me.
Yeah, it is. I see two things. Number one, I want you to go to a movie that makes you laugh, something funny. Even rent it. But I want you to get out the house for a minute when you do this. So if you go to your cousin's house, you're really close. If you don't want to go to a movie, tell her to rent something that's going to be hysterically funny. You need to laugh. You need to bring that back into your being. Your laughter and fun has left. So number one, that. Number two, you and your cousin, go somewhere and have a drink. Throw your legs up in the air. You know what I mean? Just enjoy. Be silly. Laugh loud. Talk loud. I don't care. Just be silly. But, you know, have a drink, you know, at a lounge. I'm not saying go out to a club where you got to be dancing and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But somewhere, jazz, whatever, that the two of you can kick back, have you a couple of drinks, and just be silly. Just be silly. Even if you say, girl, you know you're crazy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just be silly. You're losing that. You're drawing that social behavior that's draining from you. So this is one way to bring it back. Laughter is always good. Anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Laughter always. It does your soul good to laugh. So that's what I'm saying. But I want you to do that. Either go to a movie or either rent one. But I want you to get out the house. You got to get away from there for a minute. It's almost like you're going to take a break. Yeah, you're going to still be there. You're not leaving. But you know how we take like an hour lunch break and then we go back to work? This is what I want you to do. Not 1 hour. I want you to take a couple hours. He'll be okay. He'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
You take a couple hours, go watch you a movie and laugh, come back home, get together and tell her, come on, girl, this Saturday, let's go somewhere. Let's go somewhere and have a drink or Friday night, whatever. And look forward to that. It's something happy in your mind. So, okay, the movie made me laugh. That made me feel good and stuff, you know, and then go out. Because you never know. You might meet some other people, you know what I'm saying, while you two are out. But I want you to be silly and enjoy one another. Don't be serious. You know, if somebody said, oh, they're so loud, and we're enjoying ourselves. Yeah, you know, you ain't trying to take over the lounge or the club or nothing, but I want you to enjoy yourself. And that will lift your spirits, Gwendolyn, bring you back up.
Okay.
Okay, sometimes you
got
to step out the situation, like I said, almost like going to lunch and then go back to work. So, but I want you to do it to lift your spirit, that humor and that love of laughter that you have, to bring that back. Because you are, it is draining your energy. It is. But, you know, God bless you because you're helping someone. You know, that always means a lot. So, but I need you to get away for a minute and enjoy Gwen. Let Gwen enjoy Gwen for a minute.
Right, right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I
those
just
two
knew
things.
It. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I can feel it. I can feel that part of your energy draining. You're right.
Yes.
You're so correct.
I like
yes,
I'm
ma'am.
Unplugged. Is that what you
call
it? I'm unplugged. But with my cousin lives so far away. I was talking about that gentleman I mentioned to you that comes and visits. Maybe.
Okay, well, tell him that you want to go to the show. Tell him.
Okay.
Just call him and say, look, I want to go see something funny. Something that's going to make me laugh for an hour and a half, okay? And then after that, then tell him, say, look, I need to go out and just commiserate around other people. So you're taking me out Friday night. Don't ask him. You tell
okay.
him. You're taking me out Friday night, or either you're taking me out Saturday night, but we are going to go somewhere where we can have drinks and we can laugh and have fun and enjoy, period.
Okay.
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 Yep,
okay.
So talk to him about the show. But then for the weekend, you tell him, no, you're doing this. It ain't about you asking, like, well, would you like to go out? No, you're taking me out, period. You're going to take me out. All right.
Okay. I'm going to do that. And
okay,
I'm going to call you and tell you how hard I laughed.
Well, <good. laughs>
I'm going to tell you.
That's good.
Venice, I can't talk because I laugh too hard. Okay, I'm going to do that. I am.
All right. That's good. That makes me happy. Yes, let
me
know.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I will.
Okay.
I will. And thank you
and
so
I'm
very much.
I'm
going to
be praying, too, for your healing, okay?
Okay,
also.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Gwen. Have a wonderful week.
All right,
week.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, area code 323. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Bridget.
Hi, Bridget. How are you?
Fine. How you doing today?
Oh, just terrific. Doing terrific, girl. Sun is out and shining, and God bless. It's a good day in the life.
I have a question.
Okay.
I am a teacher. But where I am presently working right now, I don't like where I'm working anymore.
Well, you got some badass kids. I can see that all around you. Lord, I'm sorry.
True that, true that.
Woo-hoo! I can see
and
as you're talking, I just see chaos, children
yes.
around you. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Very much so. And, you know, I'm at retirement age, but what I want to do... is work with the elderly. So do you see me in the future or anything, changing jobs or anything?
Yes. Girl, who's the closest community center? Oh, my God. There's a
right
community
down the
center and a senior center.
Right down the street.
And there's a – okay. I was going to say, because I didn't see it being that far. Go in and put applications at both. But tell
okay.
them you're putting the application in to teach the elderly. You want to start some classes. They will pay you.
Okay.
They will pay you for that. So what I'm saying is, okay, let me, because I see the picture, but I need to explain it to you. I see people coming to classes. I see you in front. I see you by the board right now, and I see these people coming to class. But they pay to attend this class. So I don't know if it's mathematics, English, whatever that you're teaching, but they pay. But it's a small amount, like maybe $8 or $10 for, I don't know, six sessions, whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you your program, whatever that you line up. But each individual pays. Now, in the meantime, the community center is going to pay you every 2 weeks for this. But for the elderly, it's a small charge compared to, like, if you were doing teenagers. You know what I mean? If you were mentoring and teaching them after school classes. Then,
okay.
of course, they, you know, you'd be paid a lot more, right? But
okay.
this is the elderly just wanting to, you know, learn some things or learn about some subjects or whatever that maybe they didn't did in their younger life, but they have the time and the patience now. And this is what you're providing. So you can either do it, like I said, at a community center and tell them that you want to have a class once a week or twice a week, whatever your schedule, and also at the senior center. Because I see at the senior center, they really need you. They need you, Bridget. I
okay,
go there
you...
first and apply and then go to the community center. But I see at the senior center, they, in fact, it'll be more than teaching. You just sit down and talk with the HR person there at the senior center.
Okay. Okay, because see, I want to be an
activist. You're looking at it from 1 or 2 points, it could be 10 points.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That you bring in. That they could look for you to do.
Okay.
Yeah, or teach, but yeah, but both of those places, either one, yeah, you might get hired by both of them. I don't know what you're going to do then, but I know one of them is going to hire you for sure. That's a definite. But it's like at the senior center, what you bring is more than what you come in. You say, oh, I came in to teach math and science and English. Well, you know what? Could you teach this? Could you do this? And you're like, I wasn't really thinking about that, but, you know, if you need me in those areas, you know, you'll try and work it in your schedule. But, yeah, I see you at the senior center being busy.
Well, that
it's
sounds
like you
good.
Have all these grandparents around you, and they end up loving you like a daughter. That's why I say at the senior center, it's just blowing up. It's like you're their daughter or their granddaughter. Even though you're a teacher coming in there, it's like this is how they feel towards you. So to you, it's like, oh, I'm teaching my grandmother and my grandfather. You know, but, you know, this is, I'm just telling you, this is how these group of people will feel towards you, like a daughter or granddaughter. So
okay.
you will definitely have respect and honor. And, of course, nothing like what you're going through right now, because, my God,
oof.
When you were talking, I could see them little badass kids all around you.
Heck yeah.
Oh, Lord, forgive me. I know that's not nice, but I see chaos. So I know that's not good. If I could see peace where everybody's just sitting down and you're teaching, that would be okay, but I don't. You almost have to go like you're a lion in a, what am I want to say? You're like a person going into the lion's den.
Yes,
where they
got to
exactly. keep the lion straight. You sit here,
yes.
you sit here. Otherwise, you got to bring that whip because they ain't
yes.
listening. Okay, that's what I feel that you're in. That's what I'm picking up. Like
that's
you walk into the lion's den. I can't call you Daniel, but I'll say Daniela.
Okay.
So Daniel walked into the lion's den, but yeah. But this will be good. This
okay.
will be good, Bridget. What you want to do with the elderly, and it's a blessing, not only for you, but for them too.
Okay,
you know
because I really want to be an activist.
Oh, well,
you
there
know,
you go, senior center.
Yes,
I'm telling
that's my
you,
passion.
Okay, well, you would really do good for the seniors. You really would. So I'm just telling you, you're going in there telling them, well, I can do this and this. And they'll be like, well, what? Have you thought about this? I mean, you're just expanding. It's like you go in, and then all of a sudden the room just opens up so big. That's opportunities for you. So more than just teaching, yeah. That's why I said it's your schedule and what you want to do. Because like you said, you're close to retirement. Maybe you only want to do this a day or 2 days out the week.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just up to you. But know this. It's a blessing both ways. And also know that these people, like I said, will look at you like a daughter or a granddaughter. And you'll look at them like grandparents or parents. So it's all good.
Okay, yep. Lena.
Yep, you got a good heart. Oh, I see this. I'm going to tell you congratulations right now. And congratulations getting out of that lion's den, too.
Okay.
Woo-hoo! God bless you, honey, because let me hush. I'd be in there. Ooh, Lord. I got to tell you this right quick, Bridget. Years ago, when I first got out of college, one of the jobs I had was, my degree is in business administration, but I taught just briefly, you know, to make a little money while I was, you know, trying to pursue my career. Girl, these little badass kids, everybody gets Play-Doh. And so, you know, it's like, what is it, like time out? And so, you know, you can play with your Play-Doh and make whatever art thing that you want. Do you know these little badass kids made penises? When I looked, I was like, that's it. I'm out. No. I said, because somebody's kid's going to come up missing. No, I'm out. No.
I believe it.
Yeah, and they're just laughing. They thought it was real funny. I said, there's nothing funny about that.
I believe it.
You and I can laugh, but I didn't find that funny. Like, why are you even making a sculpture of a penis to begin with? You know what I mean? They're seventh graders. What are you doing? What are you learning at home? That this is what you do for art?
I believe it.
Mm-mm. That was it, honey.
I believe it.
I quit teaching. I went on into my business.
I went
to college that was it. I said, I'm out because, that's why I know what you're going through. It's like, Lord, let me put you on the prayer list, Bridget.
Thank God gives
you peace.
Thank
chaos,
you.
That God gives you peace. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and you have a wonderful week, and congratulations on your new path, huh?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Bridget.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Okay, you're listening to Free Psychic Readings with Lynn. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nina.
I'm going to go live with you for our next caller because our next caller is Honeybee.
Oh, okay. Let me get her on. You know, she missed you last week. Hi, Honeybee.
Hey, Lena. Hey, Nina. I sure did miss her.
Yes. Well, you've got us both on. So, listen, just ask whatever you want to ask. You got two for one. How about that?
Okay, so last Monday I started my prayers to get Brenda off my back. By the time I got into work, she cut my hours.
What?
Yeah, and I have seniority over all the part-time people. They all work more hours than me now.
Ooh, she is just an evil being.
Yes.
Good God. Did you do the clearing prayer and used her name?
Every day.
It sounds like there's a little bit of black magic stuff happening here, Lannis, with her. Do you got any stronger prayer for her?
I do. I have one that I don't give that prayer out very rarely.
I know there are some forces working against me. I can feel them when I'm in her presence. Not to mention my hair started falling out, which Nina said was product, and I believe that. But I also believe that the stress that's involved with even showing up at this job is taking its toll on my health.
Yeah, it probably is. Do you know how to smudge, honey?
I've heard of it, but I don't know how.
Well, if you can find somebody that can do a smudging for you, clear all the negative energy around you and in your home and stuff, that will help immensely.
Okay. Just tell her how to do it.
No, I'll do what I can from here for you.
Okay.
And I'll send some, but surround yourself in white light. If you have a problem seeing the white light surrounding yourself, look at a candle for a while and imagine that light from the candle surrounding you completely to protect you.
Okay. I applied for 2 jobs, a part-time and a full-time at the same company but in a different department. The manager of those positions is one of Brenda's favorite people. He's a really nice guy. He's really friendly. He's helpful. He's professional. But I'm worried that I let them know Friday I was interested in the job. Well, Thursday. I don't work Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. So now by the time I go back, I'm wondering how much damage she has done to keep me from even taking that job. If she badmouthed me behind my back or if she's going to sabotage this transfer too.
Okay, by you just saying that, you're putting it out there. Turn it around and think positively. You are going to get the position that is best suited for you. And just keep up with the positive words. Don't even bring her into the picture. Keep up with positive. You've got to do this. By putting it out there, you're putting it out there to the universe. And even thinking those kinds of thoughts can sometimes trap you in that situation. So try and be as positive as you can be in your thoughts and in your speech. And I think that will help a lot, together with the white light.
Okay. Okay. Now what about my love life? Because I swear if I was happy in love, I wouldn't be so stressed about having to go to work for Evelyn at the sweatshop.
Okay, let me get back. I was trying to find your email address. So would you write me again, honeybee, I'm sorry, on theessenceofsuccess.com, on the contact,
sure,
and send me your email addy again.
Okay.
And your phone number, because this prayer is very, very powerful that I'm going to send it to you. But listen to Nina and keep yourself in the white light. That's very important. So... But we'll talk. I mean, when I get your message, I'll call you and talk to you. Cause
my email
to
address.
On the air by the prayer.
My email address begins with Tiffany, so you know what to look out for. That's my government name.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, Shabby. Me and Nina know. That's what my daughter always said, my government name. Okay. Well, let's see, Nina. What are we picking up on her for love life?
But do you see that job coming through, Nina? Even if I keep the positive attitude, I'm hoping to know as soon as tomorrow.
A job coming through for you, I'm not going to say it's the one you're thinking of, but definitely there is a job coming through.
Okay, good. I applied for like a dozen of them. I am ready to go.
Okay, yeah, that one I got to know. I got to know
yeah,
on
but
that
there is-
one.
Yeah, there is a
but there
job
is something
coming.
Else within that company, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I see
much
something
better.
Out too.
You see something out away from the company where she's at right now?
I do.
Huh.
But I think it's going to at a point in time where you're probably happy where you are. So you are going to have 2 very positive jobs. Offers the next little while.
Okay. I applied for a couple last week. One, they got more interviews than they could handle, so I didn't get that one. And the other one I haven't heard from, and I know they usually hire right away at this temp agency, so I didn't hear from that either. So is it something you think I should start applying for?
Yeah, I definitely start applying for some more jobs.
Okay.
Yeah,
all they have out here is truck drivers and certified occupational therapists, and I don't apply to either one of those.
Okay, occupational therapist. You don't want to do? Oh, you're not.
No, I'm just
certified
an artist. I'm not certified for the physical therapist jobs. No.
Oh, okay. I see flowers, honey, be all around you. When Nina was talking about there's two couple of jobs coming up, I saw flowers. Mm-hmm. So evidently something is growing. It's going to happen. It just hasn't come to you yet. So Nina said, you know, keep applying. But I see flowers, so something's going to come through. It's going to be beautiful.
Oh, okay. I'm not getting married, am I?
No, this was job-wise I was looking at, girl. Marriage, yeah, in 2 years. 2 years you'll be married.
Someone new?
Then it's
going to
be somebody that's not of your race, though. It'll be a white guy.
Ooh.
I know. I knew you were going to say that. But he is. In fact, I already seen. But in 2 years you will be married. He's coming up. As you're looking for these, applying for these different jobs, the next job that you go to, this is where you'll meet him. That's what I'm thinking. You'll meet him. So, yeah, but it'll be definitely different from what you dealt with. But this man will spoil you rotten. There's nothing that you could ask for he wouldn't give you. Yeah, he is well off, so I'll tell you that. He lives very comfortable. But he is a white guy. And he's just 52, just turned 52.
Good Lord.
So he might be Capricorn or Aquarius. He don't look his age. The guy looks like he's 40 years old. He does not look his age. You wouldn't believe that he's in his 50s because his body looks good and he looks good. He maintains good health, though. I see that about this gentleman. He believes in eating correctly and exercising, stuff like that. So that's one reason, too, that he doesn't look his age.
So I need to find a job.
Surrounded by flowers, and look for the Caucasian guy who will spoil me rotten.
Mm-hmm.
And just tolerate Brenda in the meantime.
Well,
yeah.
For the meantime, just do like Nina said. Continue to cover yourself in white light, regardless, every day before you leave the house. Before you leave the house, cover yourself in white light and tell yourself, I'm going to have a good day. And you will. Just tell yourself, I'm going to have a good day. Ain't nothing going to bother me. It's just like, how are you going to have to deal with Brenda for a minute till I get some information to you? It's like a person with a cold, and you see this cold getting, you start to feel the onset of it, and you're like, that ain't happening. I'm not getting no cold. Because you're telling yourself, I'm not getting a cold. I'm going to be all right. And you wake up the next morning like, I feel great.
Okay.
Because you told your body and you told your spirit. Now, as far as Brenda, you're going to do the same thing. It's like, I'm having a good day. You're not going to spoil my day. Because whatever you do is going to go right back to you. Whatever you do to me is going to go right back to you. It's like, what's her name from The Color Purple? Whatever you did to me is already done to you.
Gotcha. Okay.
So keep applying. Like Nina said, a couple of things is coming up for you, and it's true. I see in the company, but she sees maybe away from there. So either way, it'll be better than where you're at right now. God knows.
Yes, anything can be better than where I am right now.
That's the truth. Well, Nina, did you have anything more? What did you
I said, just continue to be positive. Release all the negative. Just let it go away. And you'll be fine. And there is going to be two job offers. One will be within the company. The other one is outside of the company. And either or will be good for you. So whatever you decide, it will be great.
All right.
Good, because to have the option to stay with the company, I'll be able to keep my 2 years of service. And I think that matters, I wouldn't have to start from scratch somewhere, but it would also be nice to be able to be done with them once and for all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we all learn, even though I know it's a bad situation, everything does happen for the good. Everything happens for the good. Even though sometimes we don't understand it, we don't see it, and it's like we can't even tolerate it. but it's for the good. And if her behavior pushes you, or as we say, the universe, to find somewhere else to work that you're going to have a peace of mind, then so be it. Then that where you're at right now was not meant for you to be. And you should be somewhere else, and the universe is pushing you in that direction. So as you're applying, right, you're applying for different jobs in and out of the company. So it's good. It's like time for you to move on.
I learned a lot at the company, but I think I was probably put in that position to learn to deal with the worst so that I'll appreciate something better when it comes along.
Well,
that's what I'm
say that then.
Depending on.
Yep.
Okay.
Say that then. Yep, yep, yep. That's so true. All right, girlfriend. Now, don't forget to go over the Essence of Success and send a thing, and I'll call you back. Are you on the East Coast?
I won't forget. I am in the Midwest. I'm from Chicago. I live close to Chicago.
So what, is it 6 o'clock your time right now? Almost 6?
Yeah, 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. 99
okay.
degrees
I just want to know so
here.
I know the difference. Okay, I just want to know the difference in time because I don't want to call you real late. That wouldn't be fair to you, and you got work tomorrow. I'm retired. So.
Nope, I'm up until about 30 in the morning. That's my bedtime.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I will not call you that. That
okay.
Late. It'll be earlier than that in the evening. Okay, honeybee.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You for calling.
Thank you, Nina.
You can always... Nina? Oh, she went back in the chat room. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay, I'll look to talk to you here in a few hours, young lady.
Cool beans. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Okay. Area code 562. You're on the line with Linus. Thanks for your patience.
Hi, Linus. How are you today?
Fine. Who's this?
This is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
In Southern California, it's raining. It's raining here.
Oh, you're kidding.
Chile.
We just went through rain. We're going next 3 days here is all sunny for us. So,
good for you.
Liquid sunshine, honey. Liquid
so,
sunshine.
So much for it never rain. Although our water table is very low in Southern California, we still don't have enough water for the needs of the people. So we're still on rations. So, but we need a lot more water to bring the table up, the water table up.
Yep.
But anyway, oh gosh, I was trying to think of a question. I have 100 questions.
What's most important to you right now?
Oh, I got a half a dozen important ones. But my husband, I'm really worried about my husband and stuff that we're going through.
Okay. What's your husband's first name?
Mark.
Okay. Ooh, why do I see tears? Seeing tears
like,
going down his face. Okay.
He's crying?
That's what I saw, that he was crying. Tears were going down his face.
I wonder what that's all about. Maybe me.
What do you want me to ask
shit.
About Mark?
What
do you want me to
you know,
ask?
I've been wanting to go, you know, to talk things out. And he is emotionally detached. He does not like to talk about anything uncomfortable. And
so you
so
two are separated right now?
We're living together, but it's just that, you know,
Communication.
27 years of unresolved issues because he doesn't like to resolve and talk about anything. And his family's intrusive, and so that's a big thing right now. He has health issues. He's worried about his job. So I don't know. The big boss is coming in on Monday, Tuesday. He's worried about his job, worried about...
his job is okay. He's not getting fired. He's fine.
Okay.
His
hours wanting...
might get cut a little bit, but other than that, he's not going nowhere.
He's the manager. He's the department manager. They want him to lay people off. But anyway, I sent him some videos because his family is very intrusive, and it's like he's physically with me, but mentally, emotionally with his mother and sister. It's like he never left home. And I've been wanting to go to a retreat so we can talk stuff out, but he always refers to them, and they tell they tell him what brand of toilet paper to wipe himself with. I'm so sick of them.
Understand.
I hate them. We hate each other, and a lot of it has to do with he never drew the line when he married me. So I sent him some videos, and he's not wanting to talk about the videos. He's in the backyard right now, kind of in recluse. He kind of hides out. So I'm being a little more pushy because he's had some health issues, and I want him to sign some legal documents. And I've been told that he did it with his sister. So I'm hearing different things from different people, and I don't know who's right, who's wrong.
His sister manipulated that. You are his wife. His sister manipulated that on the signing of some documents. Yeah, I'm seeing that. She manipulated that. You are his wife. So he might as well just bring him home to you and let you sign him. Everything should be in your name, not his sister's or his mother's, especially his sister. She manipulates him quite well. She's good at it.
And he doesn't think she does. I want him to sign legal documents with me.
Well, yes, I understand that.
Will
but
he do
goes
it?
Over...
Will he do it? Will he sign the documents? If I put all the documents together, will he sign the documents with me and tell me where everything's located?
Part of it, yes. I see half and half. Part of it, yes, he will sign part of the paperwork. He won't sign it all, but he will sign part of it.
This is going to be a bloodbath.
He'll tell you where a couple accounts are at, too. I see two banking accounts. He's going to tell you where some money is at that's hidden, and which he should. Anyway, he should, but there is some money hidden. Yeah, you're right. He should have cut his sister and mother off
and
I've
approached him on this, and I'm being a little more assertive with him, and it's making him very uncomfortable.
But that's what he needs, to be uncomfortable so he can think about things. It shouldn't be like
a panacea.
The
three videos I sent him, will he see those videos? I sent him. He says he didn't see them. He don't see them. And then I'm kind of... Will he look at those videos and watch them? They're like 3 minutes each, so it's like...
Two of them he will. Not all three, but he will look at two of them. Yeah.
Will it rotate in his brain at all?
Have you ever heard of this initials SOS? But SOS in this way, okay, stuck on stupid. I'm not calling your husband a stupid man, but he's stuck on things that are stupid that he should let go and not even give it a second thought, let alone worry about it, but he shouldn't even give it a second thought. But because of your sister-in-law and your mother-in-law, it makes it kind of hard. Maybe that's why I saw the tears, because he knows better. Deep down, he knows. He does, but he just doesn't want to cut it loose. You know what I mean? Like, okay, you've got my time one day out the week. The rest of the time, I'm with Cheryl, right?
Yeah,
should
but
I'm
going to stick some documents in his face, and I'm going to say, you know, either you're with me or you're with them. You know, you're married to me. You can't be married to you should have just stayed married to your sister. She's got a husband to do her. You know, just be married. What the hell are you doing with me if you're married to her?
Because
your
they've always... The sister has always been the dominant factor, even when they were coming up. She has.
I
know she's married,
dreams,
but she's always been the dominant factor. Go ahead.
I have dreams of killing her. I get so hateful and bitter, and I pray, you know, rip this out of me. This is going to turn ugly very fast. And I tell him, I says, this is going to be a bloodbath.
Okay. I don't want that to happen. She's been
gloating over having at me, and I'm going to put the legal documents together, because you can go on LegalZoom, and Susie Orman's got stuff, and I'm going to put some documents together and have him sign them.
Okay, well, I see him signing some of them. He's not signing all of them, but he is going to sign some of the documents. He's going to tell you about a couple of bank accounts, too. But, Cheryl, let me tell you this. When you get a chance, go on my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. There's a cleansing prayer there that's very powerful. I want you to say that prayer for 7 days in a row and gear it to his family.
So my husband's outside right now practically in tears because he knows that his sister is destroying us.
Well, what did I say at the very beginning? I said I see tears running down his face. He knows us. He just doesn't have the gumption to stand up to his sister and say, you know what, fuck this. Excuse my language. Really, that's what he
mm-hmm.
needs to do, is just tell her. And you know I'm telling you the truth, because I can feel this through you and I can see it. He needs to tell his sister, fuck you, I love you, but you're not running my life, period. That's it. And maybe that's strong to use the F word, but he needs to be that strong that she won't miss the thought of what he's saying or what he's saying to her. It'll be crystal clear. He needs to do that, but he doesn't, you know, he's thinking he's going to lose his sister's love or his mother's love. No, you're not going to lose their love, because if they loved you then, they'll love you now. They just may be a little disappointed that they can't use you like they have in the past.
So you
but
think I could turn this around? You think I can turn him around?
That's what I was going to tell you, is go to my website and do that cleansing prayer. It's very powerful.
That was www.
The Essence of Success.
ESSENCE, Essence of
Success. Right. And pull up prayers and keep going down, and you'll see cleansing prayer. And you'll see next to that it says cleansing prayer, powerful. So.
Okay. But you think I can turn this around? I'm going to have to fight. I'll get in a couple fights with him.
Yeah. But even instead of getting in fights, just tell him, look, you have your way of seeing things, and I have my way. But can we come to a compromise? Can we get an understanding, you know, because there's some things about him he's just stuck at. He's not going to change, and some things he will give in to. So rather than to argue, just say, you know, you have your viewpoint and I have mine, but let's work on a compromise that we both can get an understanding here. There's some things as your wife I'd like for you to handle and to do, just like you expect me to do for you, you know, to my husband. You know I heard you when you said 27 years y'all been married?
Oh, they've been hating me. But see, he let them walk all over me.
Well, yeah,
and
that's
so
what
now
I'm saying.
I have nothing to do with them. So, I'm pushing it. I'm pushing it. And his son is going to say, Dad, you need to go to this retreat with Mom. Now, we're trying to get him to this couples retreat. It's at the beach.
Yeah. Well, that sounds wonderful. Keep on him. He might go. I see Mike. So that means Mike could go to probability.
Because his son says, here's $1,000, use it to take Mom to the retreat.
But also, you got to be loving and gentle when you tell him this. You can't say, we need to go because we've had problems and we need to iron these difficulties out. No, just say, you know what, honey? We need some time together, just me and you.
Well, he knows it's like a marriage retreat, so he already knows that. I think that's what's
okay,
scary
but
now.
Still, it's for you and him, right? It's for
right.
you and
does
him.
Does he even
enjoy.
Care? Does he love me?
Oh, yes, he does. Oh, yes, he does, honey.
So if I walked off the list, that would bother him?
I know you may think because you got problems, but trust me, I felt his love from the beginning before I asked you what your husband's name was. Yes, he loves you deeply. He really does. But he's got that rubber band effect with his sister and his mother. It snaps back. You know. Oh, he loves you a lot. But just be gentle with him and tell him about the couples. He knows. But, you know, tell him it's
I've
the
been
time
asking.
For you and him. And
okay.
What has he been saying?
I'm busy. I got work. I don't have time. It costs money. I mean, he's got more excuses than Carter has liver pills. If you can think of the excuse from A to Z, he's probably used quite a few of them.
Well, you know what? You need to tell him, look, how important am I to you? This is important
and
for both of us.
And also his mother is supposed to go to Europe, and he's going to go visit her in Europe. I'm wondering if he'll cancel that.
I think before he goes to Europe, he needs to spend time with his wife. You need to
well,
put
he,
a kapaj
is he gonna go?
On that.
Is he actually going to go to Europe?
Yes, he would. Yes, he would, because they can manipulate him like that. And he shouldn't. He shouldn't go to Europe to visit his mother. What he should do is visit his marriage and get that back in order. So you might have to say, put your foot down and say, nope, it's me and you first. We're number one. And number two, me and you. And it's
he's
true.
In the backyard. He's in backyard. Yeah, because I've been pushing it. Okay,
well, don't nag him. I'm only telling you, Cheryl, don't nag him. Don't complain, because he hears it from both sides. He hears it from you, and then he hears it from his mother and sister. I mean, the poor
well,
man
you know
has
what?
Got between a rock and a hard place.
I can't sit here and be quiet. This is my family. I'm his wife. We have children together. So for me to go hide out in the closet while his sister and mother just have a field day with him, I can't do that.
No.
I can't do
and
that.
You shouldn't.
I have to be... my voice has to be louder than theirs.
Yep. But I just want you to, like they say, you get more with honey, right? So.
Well, honey's not working. I mean, I've been, you know, trying, and every time I bring it up, it's like I'm ruining the moment. It's like, why do you got to ruin it? Why do you got to ruin it? You're never happy. You're never happy. That's his go-to. I'm never happy.
Well, right now you aren't. You know,
no.
It's the truth. And it's by his behavior that you are not happy.
Mm-hmm. The other thing is I need surgery, and I'm supposed to hear within the next couple of days, this next week, whether they're going to authorize the surgery. Are they going to authorize it? I've been denied in the past.
I got a no. Nina, you can hear me in the chat room. Could you step in here for a minute? I want to know, what did you pick up on Cheryl as far as her surgery? I felt no, that it was going to be denied again.
No, it's going to be denied again.
Okay, that's what I got too, but I wanted someone else's viewpoint beside mine.
And I also sent the health insurance and stuff to Department of Labor, and this Mike guy was going to go through it, and I'm wondering if he's going to be helpful at all in getting it approved.
Could. I'm not getting a definitive yes. I just got could. He could help. So I guess it would depend on you just let him know this is the surgery that you need, and, you know, do you appreciate his help?
So they're going to call me and tell me it's an absolute no because they consider it not life-saving or something.
Well, I don't know what they're thinking about, but I did see a no when you asked. I saw N-O with an exclamation mark. So that told me, like, nope. They're not going to do it. So you may have to go through another...
Is there someone stopping them? What's prohibiting them from a yes?
just their policies, what they approve of and what they don't.
That's so all. This Department of Labor going through the insurance policy, is he going to be able to get a yes out of them?
Let's see. Department of Labor. Yes. 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 Yep, yep, yep. You get a yes. He will get a
yes, I should say.
So
the Department of Labor, but I have to go because I just sent them documents. How long is it going to take the Department of Labor to get a yes?
2 to 3 weeks I'm seeing right now. 2 to 3 weeks. And you'll get your answer back.
Mm-hmm. And then the Department of Labor, they're going to be right on it. And they're going to, and once the Department, the Labor starts crawling up their leg, they're going to go, okay, just give it to her.
Well, they're not showing me that, but, you know, just keep trying. They're not showing me that right now. And I'm being honest. I'm not seeing that. But I did see a yes at the Department of Labor, so.
Yeah. A yes, that they're going to get a yes. The surgery mm-hmm. will be approved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else I need to know that my angels want to tell me?
No, that
I pray all the time. I pray all the time, and I always ask them for guidance.
Well, I want to send this, not send it, I want you to because you can find it on my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, that clearing prayer. Cleansing.
Okay. Yes, I wrote it down.
It. Cleansing prayer, powerful. Yeah. Say that for 7 days.
Okay.
Say it for 7 days every morning and see what happens. And always tell yourself every day that you love yourself, you forgive yourself, and things are going to work out for the best.
Okay.
You know, keep that positive in front. Okay. All right.
Okay,
well,
thank you,
Cheryl, for calling, and I wish you the very best.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Okay, you're listening to Free Psychic Readings with Lenis on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. The phone number is 646-727-2914. Okay, next caller. Oh, I think, Nina, is this you?
Yes.
No? Oh, then I did do the wrong one. Okay, sorry. Area code 904, you're on the line with Lenis. Who's this?
This is Sarah from Florida.
Sarah?
Yes.
Okay. How you doing, Miss Sarah?
I'm doing good.
My first time listening
to your show.
Oh, well, thank you for your patience. Okay. What can I do for you, new caller? Welcome, welcome.
I need a direction in employment so I can get my own place and, you know, have more than enough to, you know, take care of everything.
Okay. So have you started applying, Sarah, at any places, putting applications in?
I have some this year, but I'm kind of caught up in this volunteer situation I'm in, and I'm trying to loosen the reins a little bit because I thought that I would get hired on there, and I'm not really sure if that's where I want to be either now that I've had a chance to you know, work there for about 7 months.
Okay. So you want to move to another job? It's something different?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I feel like I've been in a, I don't know what you want to call it, but I've been going.
Sarah, I'm seeing people with white coats. That makes me think of the medical field. I'm seeing men in white coats. Yeah, and women in nurses' uniform. So you're in the medical field now? Are you working in the medical field now?
Not at all.
Huh. Okay.
I feel like my gifting is in service, though.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I see you working at a hospital, but it's not, it's like a candy striper, but it's another word because you get paid for it. What is that where you assist the nurses and doctors? But, you know, it, candy stripers do it volunteer. But
right,
there's the
right.
person that assists, not the doctor now, you just assist the nurse, you know, to go in and make sure that the patient gets to x-ray or to surgery on time, whatever like that. And there's a name
right.
for that. My God, I can't think of what do they call that particular position.
Uh-oh.
But
oh,
anyway,
really?
I see you in that, working at a hospital. That's why I said it's not the candy striper. Candy stripers don't get paid. It's the other one. But I see you working at a hospital. In fact, it's not a hospital. It's a nursing home or restorative care. Let me write this down. Nursing home or restorative care. There's a restorative care place not far from your house. You know, restorative
that
care
is-
where people, like, they have surgery and they go in to get therapy. They can't be at home by themselves. Maybe they need therapy or whatever, and then they stay there for a month and then they go back home.
Right.
It's almost like transitional. You know, you can't
right.
be at home by yourself, but you're only there for a temporary basis. Although there are people that are in restorative care places, permanent, you know, that are there every day. But that's what I see you as, Sarah. That's what I see, as you're working as a nurse's assistant at a nursing home or either at a restorative care community. So either one of those are open for you. Have you thought about that? Because you said you'd like to do in service, but this is what I'm picking up from the angels. So have you thought about
yeah.
anything like that?
No, I haven't. And I just feel like service is my gifting, you know, my natural calling in helping. So, you know,
okay,
that's a direction that I can look in.
Well, check that out. I'm going to tell you, Sarah, put some applications in at the nursing home. I don't want to say HR. I mean, you got to put your application in there. But I see you helping the patients. But you're working with the nurses. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say it's like you're assistant to the, oh, nurse's aide. That must be
nurse's
what the
aide.
Word is. Nurse's aide.
No, the way I thought
yep.
about the medical field was medical billing and coding, or, you know, the front desk part.
Reception.
And,
well, you could do that too. Listen, you could do that too. But I know in these two areas you will get hired, in the nursing home or restorative care area. Either one of those, you will get hired. So that's what I'm going to tell
okay.
you is, you know, maybe this week start putting in applications. When you, you know, have a chance from your volunteer work, go to all the nursing homes, because I'm telling you, they will hire you. And also put in, not only for a nurse's assistant, but like you said, do medical transcriptions or whatever, you know, on that. So there's several areas that you can apply for. And then when you get through with the nursing home, then go to the restorative care areas. You know, those places, which look like nursing homes too, but they're a little bit nicer. But anyway, check those out and put applications in. And I guarantee you, before June, you'll be working there. One of those places,
okay.
you will be working before June. What I'm saying is, it won't be waiting till June, but when June comes in, you'll already be working. You'll be working
okay.
at those places.
Okay.
So, yeah. And in fact,
all right,
I see April. I see right before Easter, you get hired at one of these places, right before Easter. So remember that.
Investigating on taking some online classes in that area. And I need
to
write
you.
That down and, you know, make it a point, you know, to go ahead and apply for some of this financial aid while we still got our president. Because once he's gone, they're going to put everything on lockdown, I believe.
Oh, yeah, Republicans will be in, honey. You know that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, do that. Get yourself situated. But I see, like I said, by June, you're in a permanent position. So go ahead and start. You're on a good path. Jesus, you're doing good. You're already in school and taking your classes, so you're already doing
good.
Well,
I'm not in school yet.
Well, you're in school if you're
on...
taking online classes, honey. That's school.
Well,
what you...
I know,
that's
but I haven't started school. Yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
I've been procrastinating in that area.
Oh, stop it, Sarah.
So
So yeah, but I mean, you'll do good. You don't have to be in a school building. You can go to school right there in your own home, you know, at your computer and take classes. Sure, sure, sure. And like you say, and you also can get aid for school. So, yes, check into that. Not only online classes, but whatever school that you go through for the online classes, ask them what referrals do they have for financial aid. Because, I mean, you can do your government thing for financial aid, but, you know, there's also banks do it now, credit unions do it now, you know, helping people out that are going to school. Yeah, whether you're going, well, you're doing it online at home or going to a university or junior college. So, yeah, they all done got on that now because Obama pushed for that. So banks give loans, credit unions give loans, just a lot of people. So, yeah, you can get help for school for sure. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you say, get it while the getting's good.
Yes.
Lord, that's for sure.
I am, staying with a cousin and have been for over a year. And I'm looking to, you know, get placed so I can, you know, get out of this situation. You know, it's not a bad situation. As far as...
Well, in April, things are going to change for you for the better. That's what I'm saying. Just prior to Easter, things are going to change for you job-wise, life-wise. I don't know about love life. There's a guy out there, but I see that other things are more important right now than a relationship with a man. You know what I mean? Like, hey, you know the old saying, if you ain't got a man, you got a hand, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but... You know, you're working on your goals, what you want to accomplish right now. So, you know, man will come in. That happens. That's just life. But, yeah it looks good for you. April looks really good. So do your nursing home, do your restorative care, get your online school going and your funding, you know, for that. Because some of those places, let me tell you, Sarah, they'll pay half your rent. They'll give you a check to pay half your rent. Oh, yeah, honey, there's some good programs out there.
Really?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. They will help you not only with your school, but with your rent, too. Like, it won't be full, but, you know, like if your rent is $500 or $600 a month, they'll pay $200 or $300 of it for you. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll check that out. And I heard you give the other lady your website, so I'm going to make sure I check that out the next time I'm on the computer.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, things are looking up for you.
I'm in a, you know, like a, I don't want to say a
stuck situation. But yeah, but that stuck situation is getting ready to change. In the next couple of months, it's going to change really fast.
A car that is not running, and it's under $1,000 to get it repaired. And it just seems like it's taking me, you know, forever. I paid.
You know what? Sarah, what you're going to say is, you know what, I ain't worried about. My car will get fixed. I don't know where the money coming from, but my car is going to be fixed, and it's going to be fixed within the next 2 weeks.
Don't make me
shout. Know, God is
awesome.
He's awesome. We worry too much. We're not even supposed to worry, right? I mean, but we're human beings.
That's what the Bible says.
We subjugate it. Yeah, we don't have to worry. So this is what I'm telling you, to put it out there. I'm going to tell you why. I wanted a laptop for Christmas because my computer, my hard computer on my desk and everything, it had went down due to a virus, and I was off the air for a few shows, and it pissed me off. So I kept saying, I need a laptop. I need a backup. Do you know I got it for Christmas? I mean, top of the line. So I don't question God. I just let God know, this is what I need. We're not supposed to have needs and wants, but you can say that you have needs. I told God, look, I need a laptop. You know, I can't be going through this missing no shows, so I need a backup. Believe me, baby, I got it. Somebody bought it for me. And I didn't ask Santa Claus. You know, you just talking, just put it out there. Yeah, I need another computer because blah, blah, blah. Sure did. God bless me. This friend bought me a brand new laptop, top of the line, with everything on it except the toilet and the sink. Yes, ma'am. And that's a lot of money. I didn't ask. I don't owe nobody or nothing. It's just God provided it. So that's what I'm telling you. Don't worry about your car. Just say, you know what, God, my car is going to be fixed in 2 weeks now. I don't know where the money coming from or who going to do the work. But you know what? In 2 weeks, God, it'll be fixed because you say nothing comes back to you void.
Mm.
And I know you're not going to make me a liar. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
All right, then.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you, Lenny.
You're not
going to
make me
that.
A liar, so my car will be fixed or whatever. Somebody might come up to you and say, girl, look, here's $500, and this dude over here can, you know, he'll do the work and get your car going. What you going to say then? Like, oh, man, God does answer prayers. Yeah, it's depending on how you put that prayer out there. I need,
you know,
I want, God,
watched
it needs to be done.
I watched
yeah.
it 3 weeks ago. We had a 70-degree day. And I said, I need to wash this car so it can be, you know, it's like I'm preparing. So that
right.
way when the guy comes to tow it, it'll already be cleaned.
Yeah, but he
so,
may not even have to come tow it. A friend may come through with the money. A friend may know somebody that can fix your car for less than $1,000. We don't know. You know, God works in his ways. Like I say, he may not come when we want him to, but he's always on time. And he
mm-hmm.
is.
All right,
so, you know, that's why I said you put it out there too, God. Tell me, like, look, you see my car? Shoot. Come on now.
Okay, Dottie Peoples, he's an on-time guy. Yes, he is.
Yep, so you just put it out. The car got to be fixed in 2 weeks, God, so do whatever you need to do. Get it going. Get my car fixed. Yep, and
okay.
it'll be done. You don't know. That's why I said we don't. My niece told me once, you don't know other people's financial situations or what they're dealing with in life. So don't say, oh, no, it's too much. You know, I don't want you to do that. Just put it out there to God because you don't know. Hey, maybe that person just won a lotto. Maybe they got $25,000, just whatever, that they can help
Let
you out.
Win.
They can give you $500. But you don't know that, right? But God has
Let
blessed them to bless you.
Let
See
me
how that
win.
Works? Yes, ma'am. All right, Sarah.
All right. Thank you, and I will
oh,
go
you're
in
most
again.
Welcome. Wish you the very best. All right.
All right. I'll call you back with a good report.
There you go. Love it, love it, love it. Have a wonderful
All right.
week, young lady.
Thank you. You as well.
Oh, thank you. Okay, we got time for one more call, 904. Go ahead, please. Who's this?
Now you got me again, Sarah.
Oh, okay, Sarah. Well, then I'm at the end of the show anyway, so I'll let you just, if you want to continue to listen, you can.
All right, thank you.
You're most welcome. I want to thank everybody today for either calling in, listening by radio, internet, tablet, iPhone, whatever. I thank you, and a definitely big thank you and shout out to Miss Nina, our moderator in the chat room. She always does an excellent, excellent job, and I appreciate her for that. Now, let me give you a little announcement. Tuesday, I will be on for 1 hour music. It's called the Gaia Bocelli Show, and I do that on Spreaker.com. Just Spreaker.com, put in Gaia Bocelli Show, you're there. I do an hour of music. Then on Wednesday, I'm in the studio with me, with Linus in the studio, and I talk about entertainment news, news of the weird, sports, whatever hot topics is coming up. Honey, I talk about it, and sometimes I even put my clown shoes on, so be ready. And then on Friday, I'm back over at Spreaker. I used to do Friday traffic jams here on BTR, but I'm now over at Spreaker, and I do Friday traffic jams for 1 hour, get you going when you get off work. By the time you get home, hopefully you're in a good feeling, good attitude, and positive. So, and Miss Nina, what did you have to say?
Well, I just had to say you disconnected me, and now I'm back. But that's okay. And
oh, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. I'm glad you're back.
Go to our sister network, Levitating Mindsets, tomorrow night. Brenda and I are going to be talking about cooking, using your imagination and cooking. So, yeah, give us a try at Levitating Mindsets tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Mountain Standard Time.
Okay, you got that, everybody? We'll all be there tomorrow night. support Nina and L&B Empowerment. So let's be over there tomorrow night. And I love cooking, so I know I'm going to be there. I'm a gourmet cook. I love cooking. I don't eat a lot, but darn it, I'll make a dish look so pretty. It looks like a flower by the time you sit down at the table. So, and Nina's a good cook. I've seen some of the stuff you cook, lady. Hello, somebody. All right. Well, thank you, Nina. Thank you, Nina. Thank you, everybody, for today. I love you. You know, Nina and I do this out of love from our heart, spirit, and soul. So thank you. And this week, as you go about, everybody, give somebody a smile. Okay? Just smile. Say good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. You'd be surprised. Okay. Thank you, Miss Nina.